President Trump's escalating trade war with China could be felt by many people in Greater Boston, especially those in the travel and tourism industry. They've been taking steps to try to lure Chinese visitors here for the past few years, and the number of Chinese tourists visiting the Boston area has increased by about 250% over the past 5 years. So if China retaliates against President Trump's tariffs, many are concerned, among them Greater Boston Convention and Visitor Bureau President Pat Mascarotolo. He said he's trying to keep tourists out of the trade war.
The travel and trade sector is the only sector where the U.S. is showing a surplus as it relates to China. Chinese visitors, when they are here, they usually spend around $7,000 a person during their stay, and their length of stay is pretty extraordinary. It's almost 18 days.
And this has happened, this sort of boom in Chinese tourism over the past 5 years?
Yes, and there are a couple of factors why this has happened. One is the dramatic growth in the number of people in China moving into what we would call the middle class. Travel had been limited for lots of reasons, including the inability to get visas or the difficulty for Chinese to get visas to come to the U.S. But all of that started changing about four or five years ago, and we've been the beneficiary.
So have you been taking steps to try to attract more Chinese tourists to Boston?
Yes. We're forecasted to have 265,000 visitors from China in calendar year 2018. If they all have a great experience, there's a potential of turning those 268,000 visitors into salespeople for Boston. And that would hopefully generate more interest on the part of Chinese to come back and visit us.
With the current number of Chinese tourists that you have and that you're projecting for this year, what does that represent in terms of the overall tourist market in Boston or in Massachusetts?
It represents about 15% of our overall visitors, and they are the number one source market, and they have been for the last 3 years. Their spending impact is in excess of $1.2 billion. That's $1.2 billion. And when you project that into the future, the U.S. government says that within the five-year period that we've sort of selected as our target to grow the visitor number to 500,000 visitors from China, that China will be the number one driver of visitors to the U.S. Right now, in other parts of the country, it's still the U.K. or Germany or France.
So is there anything with the amount of money and the amount of tourism from China, is there anything that you're doing now preemptively to prepare or prevent any negative consequences?
I mean, we frankly are pretty nervous about it. There's always the potential that the government could say, not only do we say you cannot, should not, and cannot travel, but what if they said you cannot go to school in America? It's pretty frightening to think what the impact could be.
What is your response to the White House argument that, you know, yep, there might be a backlash. There might be increased costs in some areas, but something has to be done to address these deficits.
If there are certain industries where, quote unquote, Chinese businesses are eating our lunch, that should be addressed. The point is, when you do across the board actions and it forces retaliation on the other side, there will be unintended consequences. And the most difficult part of this is that we are a major job growth industry, and it's people at all different levels. If this retaliation one for one goes on, it's going to ripple out and cause significant problems. So I'm just asking them to take a step back, take a deep breath, look at the data in the numbers, and, you know, come up with a program that's far more targeted to where the issues are that you need addressed.
Pat Mascarotolo is president and CEO of the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you so much for having me on.